Your workout of the day is part A. We're going to do some squat mobility, and then part B, for time, we have got 50 double unders, 10 goblet squats, 50 double unders, 20 goblet squats, 50 double unders, 30 goblet squats, 50 double unders, 40 goblet squats.
Oh my goodness.
50 double unders.
50 double unders.
50 goblet squats.
So we're doing double unders and goblet squats, are we?
We are.
What are we working on doing these today?
Like a lot of leg endurance, a lot of conditioning, and then like intensity, overall intensity.
Oh.
Yeah, we really are trying to build that ability to just keep going. We have a little stipulation on the squats.
Oh.
Did you see this one?
No.
They must be completed in sets of 10.
Oh. So for the 10, they have to be unbroken. The 20, you have to do 10, or can you do 20?
So if you do 16, you're back to 10.
You're back to 10. But so if you do 20, that's fine.
If you do 20, you're fine. If you do 10 and 10, you're fine.
Oh.
But you can't stop anywhere in the middle.
Yeah.
So minimum set to 10.
And what counts as stopping? Putting the dumbbell down?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can stand up straight and hold it up there.
And cry a little bit.
Yeah,
and then
but you just can't put the implement down. You've got to hold it in the goblet position.
So what's the best way to do that then? Is it to do it in like very deliberate sets of 10, put it down, shake it off, go again? So even on the 40s, do you go into that with the approach of I'm going to do four sets of 10? Or are you trying to like really maximize some leg endurance here as well, where you dig in like maybe I push for 20 and see how it goes? What's the way to do that?
I would say if you can complete the next set of 10, keep going.
Yeah.
Like don't stop strategically.
Okay, yeah.
Because we are working at our intensity, our ability to hold a high intensity. And that's always uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So if we just get strategic, you might even go faster, being more strategic. But faster is not the thing, it's intense. Yeah. So can you dial up the pain and the suffering? Like more of that, please. So blast your 10, maybe take a little pause, can do another 10. Yeah, do that. If you can do another 10, yeah, do that. If you think, no way, then put it down very quickly.
So you're like constantly checking and almost auto-regulating yourself through the workout with the squats.
Asking, is this the intensity I should be holding?
Yeah.
Am I avoiding recovering here and getting fitter, or am I just taking an easy way?
Yeah. And what about the double unders then? How do we approach them? Is this like, we've been doing a lot of these recently. 50 used to be a number where we talk about it on the podcast and be like, here, big number,
yep.
Keep it smooth, third gear, that type of jazz. But I don't know, it's not. I just feel like people are really fit at the minute. Where
and better at double unders.
And better at double unders, yeah. So is this like maybe try to stay closer to the ground than you normally do and push the pace on these a little bit, maybe snag, but like get back to work? Or is it a bit more?
Remember 24.2, there were sets 50.
Yeah.
And people snagged and stopped.
Yeah.
So that's the thing we're trying to avoid doing. No snagging.
So it doesn't really matter the intent.
Like go.
Yeah.
Go every time. Like that workout's going to come along.
So fast.
And to beat your score, it's not going to be like a silver bullet. It's not going to be like, oh, I'm going to go and hit that lift or hit that muscle up.
Yeah.
It's, I'm going to go slightly faster for a much longer period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're training ourselves to hold a higher intensity at these things that would normally be medium intensity. Now we're going up a gear slightly and saying, can I still hold that?
Yeah.
And make it feel as comfortable. We want to be comfortable on the day. We don't want it comfortable today. We want it to be very uncomfortable today. So push. As soon as the snags, get back to work. And you're training yourself to get through 50 as quickly as possible every time.
Beautiful. We have a part A here.
Yeah.
Squat mobility.
Amazing.
This sounds like an amazing start to the day, yeah.
It's exactly what you'll need after a good long week.
Yeah.
And it'll also make you feel amazing for the squats.
Is this coach's discretion, or is this something you have designed that you're going to
Coaches have a discretion. We've got lots of suggestions. Yeah. We've been having a discussion about it. So people, the coaches will have options, basically. But whenever we do this, we're thinking, prepare for the workout for sure. There's a bit of like resetting the pattern from a hard week.
Yeah.
But there's this third piece, which is to give you new tools to use for your own training.
Yeah.
So if you find that like you've done a piece in class, it works really well, like bank it.
Mm-hmm.
And think, next squat day, anything involves squat, I'm going to use that pre-class.
Yeah, come in 10 minutes early and do that.
Yeah, and just make sure that your feeling's good as possible.